Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you guys are all over the place, huh?
Man, that's what we do, Mickey.
That's right, and tomorrow we'll be in Arlington. We just keep moving. It is what the people demand, and I know we've talked about him a good amount, but I wanted to focus back in today, if you don't mind, to start on Tyler Booker, and if you can kind of walk us through the impact that he has had on the field and in the huddle for this team so far this season.
Yeah, he certainly at this point doesn't sound like or play like a rookie, right? I think we've seen him grow from, you know, when he first started playing, game by game, getting better and better. And then the other part is getting a little bit more vocal. You know, this guy was a leader at Alabama. This was a guy that was a captain at Alabama. And I think he is starting to, get his voice and be a guy speaks up and speaks out. And, you know, Dak continued to talk about it, how, you know, he is vocal in the huddle. But in the locker room, he's not one of these guys that's boisterous or anything or
right.
Seeks attention. But when you talk to him, it's what he says just seems to be meaningful. It's not just cliche stuff. I think that, you know, he's more than qualifying where the Cowboys drafted him this year.
How much do you love, because I love the idea that Tyler talked about, like, hey, you got to learn what it is to be a pro, and then Schottenheimer kind of giving him permission to, like you were just saying, revert back to that, like, more intense personality and don't be afraid to speak up even if you are like technically a rookie and everything like that. I think that's just super cool.
And I think they needed it on that offensive line.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the personalities of the different guys there, I think that they're kind of quiet, humble. Now Tyler Smith will speak out and speak up. But he doesn't like go out of his way to do it. But he's a no nonsense guy, and this is another no nonsense guy. And I think you need those guys. You need leaders in the different position groups. And I think those two guys, just with their kind of quiet but demanding personalities, have really achieved that on that offensive line.
I mean, speaking of that kind of position group leadership, and I know you talked a little bit about him yesterday, Mickey, but I saw, you know, Solomon Thomas getting Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination for the Cowboys, and I saw him last night. I was watching Sounds from the Sideline, and there you are in late third, fourth quarter, and he's going to all the guys and telling them, I've played this guy before. We were up against them by 14 points in the Super Bowl, and they came back and beat us. Don't get down. He's talking to all his defensive right. linemen saying, you cannot let up on this guy right now. Solomon Thomas is a great addition to what this defensive line, this defense needed.
And I think it's overlooked, by the way.
That's fair.
Because I think he's been a solid player, and you need veteran guys like that that have been the around the block, right? And yeah, he is outspoken. And, you know, I don't see him or people flocking to him to do interviews all that much. And yeah, I think that you see that and you're going, okay, that's a pretty good addition in the offseason. And if you look at it, most of these additions they made have been pretty darn solid for, you know, what they've not only produced as a player, but as a person in the locker room. You need those types of guys. And, you know, maybe it's no wonder why they've kind of pushed through what they've had to go through in that locker room with some of the veteran guys that are leaders that you're starting to see from basically behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I wanted to get your take. You know, we always talk about the injury report from the Cowboys' perspective, but Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions is listed as questionable. He hasn't practiced all week. I realize he's a veteran and everything, but in your experience, more often than not, if you don't practice all week, does that usually mean you're going to be a no-go for the game?
Yeah, I think so. And I think from the start when you first heard about his injury,
me too,
it sounded like it was going to be a little longer term
yeah.
than, oh, we're just going to get back in 2 or 3 days, right? So, yeah, I think that's a big blow. Now, I'll be interested to see what happens on their offensive line because they had a bunch of guys there, their starters, that didn't practice, right? And then they got limited, and now they're listed as questionable.
Like
so
Penny
how
Sewell.
Questionable
yeah.
are they, right? Because there's degrees of questionable in my book. And some of those guys have to, you know, work out before the game and prove they're either ready to go or they're not ready to go. I think that, and not to, you know, get away from what you just asked, but I think that's kind of the boat Clowney's in right now. That
yeah.
I bet they work him out before the game and see just where he is and then make a decision. And we see that because we get to the game so early when we ride the early bus to the game, and there's normally guys, you know, Britt's out there working him out. The position coach is watching. Will McClay is keeping an eye on it. And you know, it's almost like you're being interviewed to if you're going to play or not. So, yeah, I think a lot of that probably will go on in this game. I mean, think about, you know, how worried they were about the center position, the Lions I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With Glasgow. You know, they were going to sign Frank Ragnow, right?
Yeah.
The veteran who hadn't played, and then he didn't pass the physical, and that didn't work out. So that kind of gives you an idea of either where they thought their starter was or what they think of their backup at center.
By the way, how crazy is it that Ragnow was just walking around in the world with a hamstring tear?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's tough men right there.
Come on, didn't he know? You know, if they're going to call you in and you're going to get a workout, it's like, hey, man, you know what? I don't think I'm healthy. No, you come for the workout, right? Although I've seen that. I've seen similar of that in training camp where, you know, some guy is not on a team and they bring him up for a workout and he can't pass the workout. He can't finish the workout.
Right.
They brought some guy in 1 year and he was losing his lunch during the workout. And it's
gross.
Like, yeah, buddy, thanks for showing up, but you just wasted our time and our money flying you in, right? And
yeah.
Then I think you should get pissed at the agent, right? Because the agent's got to speak up. Don't send somebody that's, you know, already in bad shape to try to work out for a spot on a roster.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. Now, I've been waiting to use this line all week. The
uh-huh.
Lions defense got smoked like a turkey last week, giving up 31 points and 359 total yards. And you have seen multiple teams hang plenty of points on the Lions this year. How confident are you then, especially playing indoors, that the Cowboys can follow a similar path?
Well, once you hear my score prediction, I'll answer that. But I think this team can come in here and score. And it's a good thing it's indoors, right? Because it's like 22 degrees here.
Right.
And that's with the sun out for a change. Because when we showed up, I guarantee you, when we were landing on that charter flight, I couldn't see the ground until maybe the last minute. It from the weather, the snow that was coming down, I was just hoping that, you know, whatever instrument the pilot was using could see better than him, because you could not see a thing, right? So, yeah, good thing they're indoors, and I think indoors then that evens the playing field for these offenses, at least for the Cowboys, right? The way they want to play. So, yeah, I think this Cowboy offense that, you know, if they can make sure a guy like Aiden Hutchinson doesn't ruin the day, and I think that they obviously know that if it takes help to deal with him, then give whoever needs help. I think that they can score some points. I just think from what we've seen of this offense, and again, if they can get off to a faster start, the whole team, and not have to get behind in every game like they have in the past five games, then I think they can put up a good amount of points and enough to be able to win the game.
Now, you mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. He's clearly awesome at football. However, he did struggle by his own standards in the month of November. Whenever you see something like that for what has been an elite player, are you like, ooh, maybe we'll catch a break? Or are you thinking he's got to be chomping at the bit to destroy everything in front of him?
Yeah, I don't think he's sandbagging by criticizing himself.
Sure.
You know what? And remember, he had to come back from that injury, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the more you play after, you know, you're basically maybe a year removed from it, it might have an effect. And that could be, you know, he's not saying it, but he's somewhat saying it, right? So, yeah. And if he's struggling, I'm not gonna trust him, because I'm going to make sure if I need a tight end over there or a running back over there or two tight ends over there, then I'm okay with doing that, because I don't want him to ruin my offense.
That's for sure. Are there any hard feelings left over from that last outing, Mickey, within the Cowboys walls?
Yeah, I haven't heard any players kind of express that. I'm sure they're aware, right? Your memory is not that short that they didn't realize what they were doing last year, kind of rubbing it in, right? Just the way they handled things and, you know, doing a hook and ladder to an offensive lineman. It's like,
yep.
Come on, please,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There are some new faces around this organization since then, so.
Yeah, and maybe enough to say, you know, we didn't go through that. So, I thought Jerry handled it well. Like, he couldn't get the 47 points out of his mind, and, you know, sort of some of the things they did. I had forgotten, and I went back and looked up the play-by-play how they sent in two offensive linemen eligible three plays in a row. All right, just to rub it in about what happened the year before with
right.
The way they screwed up. Well, they didn't screw it up. They were trying to fake out not only the Cowboys, but the head refs. Referee on
yeah.
Who was eligible, right? And so they start off the game with three consecutive two offensive linemen reporting eligible. It's like, okay, I get it. But you know what? When you win like that, you know, it's my fault that I let it happen. So you just move on and go play the game. Now, I think it would be funny if the Cowboys opened the game with a offensive lineman reporting eligible.
Yes, that's all I want is Schottenheimer to go, I remember. I was there.
Would you pay for that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would.
Yes, absolutely.
And for it to be successful.
Then just for the hell of it, go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and hopefully, unlike the Lions, you can convert. What is your prediction for tonight, good sir?
My prediction that I made on our podcast was Cowboys 35, Detroit 31. And it was a score that I've remembered for a long time on a college game, one of the favorite games I ever watched. And I said, okay, I'm going 35-31.
Man, I like that.
I do too.
In your face, over under.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, what is it? You guys always keep track of that.
And the over-under is particularly high for this one, but it's only 54.5. And it does sound like there are plenty of people who think it's going to be trending in the really high-flying, high-scoring game. So that prediction is interesting. I like it. Thank you very much, good sir. Stay warm. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
And hopefully I'm awake before you guys give me a call.
Okay, we'll do our best.
I don't think you will be.
Well, hopefully it's a party. There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. By the way, I'm concerned that more people have started to put out information that might sabotage our run a slant to George Pickens every single time.
Oh, no, because it's so successful.
Exactly. So George Pickens has the second most receptions, 33. And receiving yards, 576 on in-breaking routes, i.e. slants, behind only Jackson Smith and Jigba. So I really feel like tonight is the night you need to retake that lead and really go slant heavy to George Pickens, because
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I know last game was not his best game with the team, but it really does look like every time they run that route, the other team's like, crap, I knew you were going to do that, and
yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and all the other stuff you can do off that route, too. You know, because of that route, you can do things. You can line up CeeDee Lamb with him.
Yes.
And then do things off of that route because they're terrified of it. They got to have a linebacker underneath, a safety coming over the top because that cornerback can't defend it by himself. Mm-hmm. So there's just too many things. You got so many different options, though. And that's the thing. Dak's the one that's doing all the computing, trying to figure out, you know, where those other options are coming from to try to defend it. But he sees it, he reacts, he throws it, George Pickens grabs it, strong hands, he's got it. I love it, man. That's something that I think you have a lot of faith in until somebody proves they can do it wrong or force it out of his hands.
Right.
Right now, nobody is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Choctaw, where it's apparently us and every kid in the state of Oklahoma. You saw that, right?
We saw some high school kids roll through, and then it looked like some middle school kids, and then a bunch of elementary. Do they do field trips to the casino? What's happening here? I love it.
My
kids.
Perception of what is and is not allowed in the casino has really been rocked this morning with all of the. I'm telling you, that
it's family
line,
oriented, dude. That, here at Choctaw,
I know, but that line went on for like 5 minutes of our show of just kids, elementary kids, just
it was a whole school.
Through,
it was a whole
through.
School, yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. I already told you that. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
I want a field trip now. We got the question of the day. Plus, for once, I agree with Adam Schefter. Next on the Fan.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call. The Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Girl.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, I've made it pretty clear I'm not the biggest Adam Schefter fan, but I totally agree with him on this take. We're going to hear from him.
Are you Team Rappaport then?
I am. I'm kind of biased because he's come on the show with us before, you know, and he's a good guy. Rappaport's a really nice guy. Schefter... He doesn't answer my texts, so he's on my bad list, which is ironic because I'm actually going to play some sound about him texting people back. So we'll get to that here in just a little bit. I fully agree with him on this, which is rare for me to say, but we go to the national day calendar. Guys, it's my favorite thing to do at 5:30 a.m. every weekday. Without fail, national day calendar. We start looking.
Hold on. What happens on the weekend?
I also didn't say sandwich, guys.
Yeah,
I'll
you
tell
didn't.
A story later.
You should have said Choctaw instead.
Choctaw.
Do you not check this on the weekend just to make sure you stay educated?
I do check it on the weekend, just not at 5:30 in the morning. More like 7:30 in the morning. You know,
smart.
I like to give myself a little bit, a couple extra hours. You know, and then maybe the brain is working a little bit quicker because I won't lie. At 5:30, my brain is not working the way it should be. The coffee has not kicked in yet. So I take note of my favorite holidays still, but maybe I can have some better, more creative ideas at 7:30 in the morning instead. So we're going to look today and see that it is Wildlife Conservation Day. So protect those animals.
Okay.
Dang it. It's National Dice Day. So if you're playing any kind of board games, if you're at Choctaw, and you have any games that involve dice, celebrate
like
responsibly. I like it.
Okay, I like it.
It's also National Sock Day. I hope everybody's wearing some because, one, if not, gross. And, two, it's cold outside. Stay warm, please.
What do you think about the mixed match socks? Do you need them to be the socks that go together?
Yeah. And I will honestly, with 100,000 watts of radio by my side, I will call out my 27-year-old sister who still mixes and matches socks intentionally.
Oh.
Like, no.
I'm not okay with that.
At your big age, we are not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're 27. You're about to be 28. You're old. Like... Stop.
Well, that kind of hurts my feelings when you say at that big age, given what my age is, but thank you.
How old are you, Kevin?
Old.
But see, she's my older sister, so I have to make her feel like she's the oldest person on the planet. Mm-hmm. Even though it's
that's
not
valid.
Technically true, it's just my job as a younger sibling. So,
gotcha.
She'll be 28 in February. She's old as hell. Weird. but it is also Santa's List Day. List Day. So instead of asking if you've been naughty this year, because that's weird, I'm going to ask you what's on your Christmas list this year. 877-881-1053. Give me the number one thing on your Christmas list, because I know that a lot of people probably have some very lengthy lists and wants and needs and requests. I want to know what's the number one thing that you wish and you hope that you will get this year.
Alec, I love Kevin. Wrestling, and I love deals.
Mm.
So I have been told I'm notoriously difficult to shop for, but I made sure through the proper people and the proper channels to send the link to the Black Friday sale that the WWE was having on a Texas A&M championship belt.
Oh.
Because I think it looks awesome, and I'm hoping this year is different, but as a fan of Texas A&M football, I might need to just get my own championship.
I like it. I've been wanting to get one of those co-branded titles, honestly. Like, I really do want the Cowboys one that they sell. It is so cool.
Yes.
They did a great job with them, too. Like, honestly.
They look fantastic.
They do, and they have them at all the events at the AAC and at Dickies Arena. They have a couple of them, and they usually have all the teams. They have the Stars. They have the Mavericks. They have the Cowboys. They have the Rangers. They have all four of the major pro teams here. We need to get an FC Dallas one made. That would be cool.
Good call.
That would be a very cool thing to have sitting in the studio up here. Majors, what do you think is the number one item on your Christmas list this year, as I see you are getting handed something? So maybe
sandwich.
Your wishes are being made true already.
Sandwich, thanks to Choctaw. Dude, look at that. I got my sandwich. I want to tell you this. I told Kevin this the other day. This is the first time I've ever been excited to get Kevin a gift. And I've already gotten the gift. I mean, no. Like usually,
I'm just kidding.
And here's why. I even say this with when it comes to the Omaha Steaks ads. I'm dead serious. I'm a terrible gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
I think I overthink it. I'm like, I have to get the perfect gift. And then Kevin goes, but I love Applebee's gift cards. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, like maybe I should just get him that. But
Applebee's
this year
is delicious. Don't judge me.
This year, something slapped me in the face and said, Jesus. Hey, this is for Kevin. And I was like, all right, then that's what I'm doing. So that was just I wanted. Drop that, and now I'm also excited because I already got something for Alec, and so I'm excited about that too. And so I'm on this.
Nice.
I'm on a bit of a roll right now.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling myself. For myself though, guys, I really just want a Cowboys championship. How can you deliver that?
Ooh, okay. What percentage of DFW people would give up
a season of Christmas
and
for
all
that?
Christmas gifts or whatever? For a title.
Of Cowboys fans? Because DFW...
I would absolutely.
You think everybody in DFW is a Cowboys fan?
No.
Okay. But a large portion. For all Cowboys fans in DFW, I think 100% of them would say, you know what? Christmas is fun and everything, but give me that Cowboys Super Bowl. Give me a Cowboys championship. Because that would, like... It would satisfy a lot of things.
Yeah.
And when I say satisfy a lot of things, that comes to, like, the economy. I mean, look what Nico did to our economy, Kevin. Nico killed the economy of Luka, as they were talking about the other day on Sean and RJ.
I do walk around going, in this economy?
In this economy, because Jerry's, because the 30-year drought. I think that would be, and world peace,
nope.
And happiness for my children.
Only had one.
Oh, okay, just that one then.
Okay.
Sorry, world peace.
You know what? And Alec, this would probably have to be an anonymous ballot, but if I could get every Cowboys fan, you get world peace, but at the cost of knowing that the Cowboys will never win a championship again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
What percentage of Cowboys fans, again, on an anonymous ballot, would make that deal?
I feel like you would start to realize that the population is showing their true colors very quickly, and they would take that title faster than you could blink. I really do, honestly. Because you said it's anonymous. They don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, like, knowing
me.
Well,
I mean, you should still feel guilty.
Yeah, man, give me an anonymity, I'm good.
Just because they should doesn't mean they will. So... I think they would still do it, especially because they know nobody's going to know. You know. It's encrypted data, you know, I guess.
That's true.
if that's what you do, I don't know. Kevin's a tech wizard now. He can figure
it
out.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to go in some files and be stuck away in D.C. somewhere for a long time and then release later.
I have terrible news for you.
What are you talking about here,
Major? Never mind.
Majors?
Back to you, Alec.
Huh?
The flower
I
shop.
That one.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways, topical. 877-881-1053. What is at the top of your Christmas list this year? A lot of people getting in on your question, Kevin. Someone said from the 214, I'd give up three Christmases to get a championship for the boys. Look at that.
It feels like a fair exchange.
You didn't
right?
have to do that, though. Like, did you ask how many Christmases?
No, but
I didn't have to give up three. They only had to give up one.
Okay,
they went. They
but
overshot
I appreciate
it.
Their commitment to the cause.
Okay.
That feels like a fair exchange rate. I agree. I would do that, too.
Let's see. From the 972, they say my Longhorns in the playoffs. Oh, sorry. They don't deserve it.
Yeah,
not really. Okay. From the 469, they say a booty call from the past magically appears. I feel like that's in your hands, not Santa's, I would hope.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Do you have somebody that jumps to mind, Alec? When you read that text, is there one individual who jumps to mind that you're like, yep, that one?
What do you mean, like somebody that sent that or one that back for?
Yeah, somebody you go back for.
I'm never going back for anybody, no.
Oh.
Adrian.
Okay.
But she was like,
you just call your wife a booty.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that, Barry. I was like, because I went back to, you know, we went back. You know, we got back together, and things have been great. So I never really, you know what? Next question.
From the 972, I really want a PS5 with the disc reader, which I have one of those, and I will say I'm old school. I like having the optical drive on stuff still. I don't care if it's slimmer because it doesn't have it. I don't care about saving space. I like the nostalgia of having actual physical discs. I don't know why. I just do.
I'm with you on that.
From the 817, I think Corey just got everybody a table. That sounds about right.
Let's go. Let's see. I would.
That actually would be
my
really
dad
funny.
Can make some awesome tables, so you know what I'm saying? Just hey dad. Huh. You made that phrase.
What are you saying? Are you volunteering your
I'm volunteering
father?
My dad for table action.
I don't think
that I'm marking that.
Man,
that,
you're saying so many things wrong.
That food's
doesn't
so good.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Kevin, I appreciate you trying to get me in trouble. That was never going to happen because my personal phone is now lighting up. Thank you.
okay, hold on. Okay, please tell her that I guess she's listening.
Who?
Hey, well, I don't want to reveal. Mm-hmm. That feels like not my place to say. But, like, it was just a hypothetical question. Not, like, Alex thinking about it.
You're digging this hole deeper. I'm going to pivot.
And I'm not even eating a sandwich.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah, well, Anyways.
That potato salad was fantastic, though, man. I'm so happy that we're here today.
Is that what I just called coleslaw?
Yeah, it's okay. I know you don't know.
Oh, man. The uneducated taste buds of Kevin
Hagelin. I'm stupid about multiple things, though, Alex, so there's that.
I mean, yeah, there's enough to go around for everybody. So I'll just direct the phone call during the break to your phone number instead, and you can explain.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and you can explain that a joke is a joke, and then tell her the flower shop joke again and see how that one goes.
I still maintain that the flower shop joke is clever.
Hey, and guess what?
Terrible.
If you show up to Taco Bueno in Arlington tomorrow, I want you to ask Kevin what the flower shop joke was and tell me that you would avoid that shop at all costs.
If you guys are busy tomorrow. That's
well, you know, they could also come see it, Sandlot swinging for a cause on Sunday.
Yes.
So.
It feels like the wrong time to tell that, but I guess.
And then, Kevin, you can tell her to her face that you were trying to get me in trouble there on Sunday. Please. We're going to hear from Adam Schefter.
Teamwork.
Right now, yeah, teamwork makes the dream work, baby. But we're going to hear from Adam Schefter on the This Is Football pod. I can never read it without, like, you know, exclaiming it like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not This Is Football. This Is Football podcast.
Right.
And he was talking about how, you know, these insiders, you have to imagine their phones are lighting up all day, every day, getting all kinds of texts and information and phone calls. So he was talking a little bit about that, and it may surprise you how vigilant he is at responding, and he hates people that don't respond to texts.
I'm just telling you, I never not text back, right? Like, it doesn't
except
happen.
For me.
So the fact that historic. It's historic.
It's historic. It's historic, and it's historically embarrassing because it never happens. In fact, I work with a trainer once a week, and on his phone, great guy, Alec, and on his phone, he's got like 1,524 unanswered texts. That, there's nothing, that's the modern day equivalent of sleeping through your final in college.
I have 846.
Unanswered?
Unanswered.
I have zero, and I always have zero, zero.
So what do you do? Do you delete? Are you inbox zero guy? So if you get something from someone who either just got your number or I have a lot of respect for these guys, but like radio guys and XYZ who just reach out if you can do 10 minutes and you're just kind of like, eh, you write back to them or do you delete the message?
No, I don't delete. I don't delete.
Oh, this is unbelievable. You get back to every human on earth. This is unbelievable. You might be the best texter
on
earth.
I get back to every human on earth that I know.
Hmm. Your mic is not on, Kevin. Yeah.
Man, that was, I don't know what's going on there. It says it's on. That's rude. I feel like that was a shot directly at you, Alec.
Yeah, and the fact that his trainer shares a name with me, I wonder if he thinks that when I text and I say, hey, it's Alec with 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, maybe he's thinking I'm ribbing him and I'm actually his trainer. I don't know.
Oh. Maybe
it's some sort of a bit. But hey, either way, Schefter, it would be great to have you on the show since all the other insiders like to come on the show. That would be cool. You know, so hey, I'm not your trainer, Schefter, I promise. I'm not ribbing you. I just want to give you a platform to promote your great programs on ESPN and give us information so we can, you know, inform the world. That's what we do here. 100,000 watts of radio for a reason, dang it.
I like that. There you go, Alec Medford, AM on the FM. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we power rank the quarterback power rankings live from Choctaw right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We're down at 8. Goff going deep. Williams, touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Choctaw where... I'm not reading that on air, Alec, but thank you for sending me that text. It is indeed hilarious. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
A big, beautiful dip!
Dip it and barbecue it.
That is an amazing joke that is just for a handful of us. All right, we're going to start by power ranking the quarterback power rankings. This is frequently what we will do on Thursday. I can also tell you about some of the players in the month, including a former Cowboy in the mix there. But as we power rank the quarterback power rankings, tell me this. Who do you think is the worst starting quarterback in all of the land.
Well, according to Alec,
it's not Kyle Yeomans.
According to Alec, it's Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if you've heard or not, but Alec is not a fan.
I can smell him from here.
I guess Cam Ward.
Shador is rocketed all the way up to 30. Cam Ward is 31.
Okay.
So you've gotten two of the three worst. But who, Alec, would you like a chance to steal if Shador is 30 and Cam Ward is 31? Would you like a chance to steal the worst quarterback in all of football?
Give me Mad Max Brosmer.
Oh, man, he was miserable.
Now, this is how you know it's bad. I think that would have been the correct answer.
What?
Except J.J. McCarthy has been cleared to play in the next game, so it is J.J. McCarthy.
Whoever the Minnesota quarterback
32nd, and that's got to hurt your feelings as an organization when your backup is the worst, but now that your starter is back, he is the worst quarterback.
Yeah, and you made a commitment. You made a commitment to that guy.
Yes, you did.
Because you were like, "Look, we have a starting quarterback who's a veteran, and he could probably lead us somewhere."
Yeah,
he's doing well this year yet again. And you said, "No, screw it. We're going with the other guy."
Yes,
and then he's the worst quarterback on the list. Wow.
Now, where would you guys put Dak Prescott on your quarterback power ranking list?
All right, the way that he's playing right now, I think I'd have him 5.
Okay, who would you put ahead of him out of curiosity?
Stafford.
Yep.
I would have Drake May. I would probably still, maybe I have him 3.
Okay.
I would probably, I think I might have him 3 now that I look. Josh Allen's probably still ahead of him.
Man.
Just out of, whateverness. Yeah, I'm having 4. I'm having 4 now. I changed my mind.
Okay. Alec, where would you have Dak Prescott in your quarterback power rankings?
I was thinking 4 as well, but I don't think, I can't put Josh Allen above him right now. I think maybe it would be some combination of Drake May, Matt Stafford. You can put either one at 1. I'd put May at 1. And maybe Jordan Love. He's been balling out a little bit here recently.
I want to let you guys know that I'm proud of you. Josh Allen is actually 5th on the list. Number 1, Drake May. 2, Matthew Stafford. 3, Jordan Love. 4, Lamar Jackson. No, I'm just kidding. It's Dak Prescott. I'm kidding. Yeah, so the top 5 goes May, Stafford, Love, Prescott, and Josh Allen. If you want to know the rest of the top 10, starting at 6, it is Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, and then Brock Purdy is at number 10.
This text from the 903, Dylan Gabriel is a, I don't, you say the word a lot. It starts with an H.
He's a hoe?
Yeah, and Alec wants that known.
Yeah.
That's right.
Alec wants you to know that Dylan Gabriel is a hoe.
My middle name is Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Wow.
That, okay.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. So that's the quarterback rankings right now. And it feels right the way that Dak's playing. He's played well most of the. There's been a couple games that have been bad. They've had some clunkers that I blame on the defense, honestly. I just quite honestly say they did things out of the ordinary because their defense wasn't good. And now that they have this, Dak has the confidence in his defense, and he has the confidence that he can do some things that he has to do as a quarterback. And I think that's a positive thing. He's playing good football. This should be good football tonight, too.
Now, it probably won't surprise you to know, as we've been tracking this kind of along the way, did you see that Nashawn Wright has been named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month?
That is crazy, man. That is crazy. Now, 6'4", I do remember watching this guy, and I was like, man, he's wiry. And he had some good coaching while he was here. With Al Harris, he had some good coaching while he was here. I think that he's taken advantage of the opportunity to get to play. He had people in front of him. He never quite got, he'd get on the field and he'd have a bad play and people were like, all right, that's it on this guy. I think he's taking advantage of the opportunity in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
That's a good way of describing it. Now, some of the other ones, not quite so surprising. Myles Garrett, the AFC Defense Player of the Month. Matthew Stafford, the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. And then Devon Achane, the AFC Offensive Player of the Month. All right, let's go from that.
You always love whenever you have a guy in fantasy. I don't have him.
Okay.
But I know on Sunday he started things off with a touchdown. You love when your guy gives you a touchdown to start the game. You're
right.
Like, there we go. That's right. A good day right there.
So I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. Do you think Zach Ertz is great or was great? Because, so you go back to last week. He had 10 catches for 106 yards. That gives him 824 catches for his career. That passes Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe for the fifth most receptions by a tight end in history. And so you're like, all right, he's fifth on the list. He passed another Hall of Famer. But why do I just not view him as great?
Let's see. I'm looking at some numbers.
Okay.
And I wanted to see because he came in right after Andy Reid left Philadelphia. And so my first thought was he there with Andy Reid? Because I think tight ends are a good product of Andy Reid's offenses
sure.
a lot of times. But Philadelphia just carried that over. They kept playing good tight end football while he wasn't there. And then his time was up. I think he's really good. Can
yeah.
I say that?
Sure.
Really good. A really good
yeah.
target. He doesn't get enough opportunities in my mind, because Kevin, there was a time from 2015 to 2019 he was averaging 120 targets a season. He had 156 one season and had 116 catches that year.
Yeah,
that was his best season by far, but he's always been a good solid tight end, but I wouldn't put him anywhere like near the category of Jason Witten.
Is Zach Ertz the Frank Gore of tight ends?
You could say that. Yeah, but I don't think deserves a Hall of Fame career.
Okay.
And I think Frank Gore does.
Ah.
That's the difference, just because of my heart.
Okay, just because of your heart.
Uh-huh.
Now, you mentioned Andy Reid. Things continue to be banged up on their offensive line. Josh Simmons looks like he's going to go to the injured reserve after having surgery on his left wrist. And then we talked about
that was
it.
That from NAR game, right?
Yeah, I believe that
yeah.
is correct. And then Juwan Taylor, left tricep, Trey Smith, right ankle, and Chris Roland Wallace back, did not practice yesterday. I'm not saying that like all of those people are going to miss, but man, that has got to be worrying when you have like somebody who's going to the IR and then a whole bunch of other components on your line that you're like, ooh, maybe not going to play either.
Absolutely.
Or at least aren't practicing right now. That is a little concerning. By the way, one more note for Josh Allen. Josh Allen has 214 career touchdown passes. He passed Brett Favre for the fifth most touchdown passes by a player in his first 8 years.
He might go down as the most prolific scorer in football.
Okay, so here are the people ahead of him. Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino.
Total touchdowns?
Total touchdowns your first 8 years.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
So Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, and Russell Wilson.
Interesting.
And so the thing that I was like, maybe we revisit this at another time. I feel like some people act like Russell Wilson was never good.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, there was a time where he
yeah,
was phenomenal.
Absolutely. And that doesn't mean that he didn't have a good defense, but I think he was good too. So Josh Allen, fifth on this list. He will probably surpass Russell Wilson and move up to four before the season is over. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Choctaw. And coming up next, it's game day. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.